Good morning. I think I'm still in the frame, so I'm going to go. It's Friday again. Another week has just rolled right around. I'm not sure where the time goes, but they say the older you get, the faster it goes, and I'm finding that to be true. So this week, Bev went back to the U.S. She's there to have the surgery, a little bit of radiation, and we expect her to be back in February. Thank you for praying for her and her health. It's been a journey, hasn't it? It's been quite a journey. Also, thank you so much for praying about the wall that the neighbors were building. That is back underway. It's being built. There's a good relationship with the neighbors. So thank you so much for just covering that in prayer so that we could represent Christ in all things and get a wall done. We did have the roundtable last week where we talked about, can you trust witchcraft? It was so interesting, and people were talking and asking questions. I just get so excited when people want to just dig into the Word. Even I myself dug into the Word afterwards, which made me laugh, because that's the whole point of a roundtable, is to get to know God better, to get to know His Word better, to grow in grace, grow in knowledge. Help us to keep doing that. We're in the process of planning January's now, so prayers for that. Also, we had a little bit of fun over the weekend with the guys in the dorm. We played 31, which is a game my family plays a lot because we are many. And you can play it with 30 people. Like, you can play with a lot of people. But we have played it before. Ismael keeps winning. And so we joked that we weren't going to let Ismael play anymore. But he's just like my grandma. She always wins at games whenever she plays. She just has that kind of luck. And so I think Ismael has it as well. But we had a good time playing 31. Kind of just a little break as the students prepare for the end of the term tests. Their midterm exams are next week, and then they will go home to see their families. So prayers for them that they could be steadfast, that they will put in the time to study and just hide in their heart the things God has for them so they can get to know Him better. And then I did go on a scouting trip this week around basically all of Uganda with a couple of the pastors to try to set up for a group that is coming in May. Now, Chip Lesko is organizing this group, and I'm going to include a link below. If you are interested in coming to Uganda for a couple weeks and serving, we would love to have you, but the team is going to be limited to 15 or 20 people, so sign up early if you want to go. And like I said, I'll include his email and a link to that event. So if you're interested, maybe look into that right away. So that is what's going on here. Thank you guys so much for praying. And I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.